I called up JW, and he told me that earlier in the day he was watching TV. It might have been his night or something. He might have been watching TV. He wasn't sure what he was doing, but just chilling. All of a sudden, he and I are walking down a street in a Canadian town. He said it was up north, New England, Maine, something like that, you know, Canadian geography. Small town, and we're walking around. This is what JW reports to me. I said, JW, you're always talking about food. I'd like to get some ice cream, so let's look for an ice cream shop. According to JW, I looked forward on the street, and I saw something that said malt shop. I couldn't see the name, so I asked JW, what was the name of this place? And he said, Peggy's Malt Shop. So then we're sitting there having our ice cream, and JW says that all of a sudden he splits off, and there's another JW. The other JW looks like Peter from Fringe. JW is seeing, I don't know if I see this, but he sees another version of himself. He looks like Peter in the Fringe. He reports that I go, oh, who's that? And I'm hearing someone speak. He reports that I say, oh, is that Angela? I hear Angela's voice. Oh, my God, I'm going to have to try to understand what she's saying. Then I looked around and said, I hope Chad's with her because then he can translate her and we can talk to Chad. So do Chad and Angela show up? Yes, Chad and Angela show up.
You punch JW to say, oh, I hope Chad shows up too. We'll get to talk to Chad as well. That'll be great fun. And when you punch JW, you actually are punching Chad.
I'm punching the second JW.
Yeah, who has the same coat that JW has and just so happened to have the same coat that Peter has.
And JW is reporting to me that I look shabbily dressed. I look like Walter. I have the Walter vibe coming off me. He's dressed the same as Peter. And when I tap the Peter, the other JW, he turns into Chad. So then we're talking to Chad, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carolyn is there as a blonde. She's already been at the malt shop. So I guess she was waiting for her to meet us there or something. So you have this scenario where JW is being like Peter, the other guy is Peter, and then he becomes Chad. Does Angela interact with us?
Yes.
She is translated for me by Chad?
Yes, of course.
See, Angela is an Irish person, and I find it difficult to understand her accent.
She speaks beautiful English. It just has a heavy accent. That opposite from what you can pick up easily, but she has perfect English. It's just broken from your perspective, Bob.
So JW tells me this story, James, okay?
Uh-huh,
just,
uh-huh.
Okay, we went on a trip. We
just like out of an episode of Fringe.
Well, what part is like an episode of Fringe?
The whole thing is just like out of an episode of a Fringe series.
That's how JW perceives it, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay. So I had no consciousness of any of this, no memory of it. But a few hours later, I went on the Duke's Non-Physical Ion blog, and there's a post by Chad. It's actually Thursday, October 14, 8:43 p.m. It's been posted there for hours. It's titled Fringe Encounters. Now listen to this, James.
Okay.
Chad reports that Angela and I just spent an hour on the set of Fringe. Angela and Chad are in Vancouver. That's where they live. So Angela and I just spent an hour on the set of Fringe. They were filming an episode around the corner from our house, and we walked through the set on our way to eat sushi. I didn't realize it was Fringe until I brushed up against John Noble. He's the actor who plays Walter Bishop. Walter from Fringe. We were standing a few feet away from Walter and Peter while they were sitting offset between takes. The scene involved Walter and Peter going into a shop to get an ice cream cone. So he's saying, when you see the episode, if you notice them walking into, quote, Peggy's Malt Shop, you'll know we are there watching from the shadows. Then he said, we actually walked through the Fringe set yesterday, that would be last Wednesday, as well, in a different part of town, but did not realize it until we spoke to one of the crew members on the Fringe set that evening. Then Chad says, Walter looks like a sluggish version of Bob.
Oh, my God.
Here's what Chad ends this post on the Duke's Non-Physical with this sentence. Peter was wearing the same jacket as me.
Jeez, Bob. Wow.
Now, this is pretty good. So this is the life of JW. We traveled and experienced what Chad and Angela experienced. This is Tula responding. How fun. Quote, a funny thing happened on the way to the sushi bar, unquote. Then he says, just goes to show you never know who's lurking in the shadows, do you? So then I see this, and the next day, I'm looking at this according to the timing. It's now October 15th. I respond to Tula and say, more about Chad's encounter coming at the beginning of next week's cash flow. Signed, Bob Neverett. And then Allison says, so cool, Chad and Angela. I just finished watching the latest episode. Just gets better and better for the fastest path to my joy. Looking forward to the episode that you will star in. Legend says, any fringe moments, Chad? As in serendipity, deja vu, moments of translucent knowing, etc. Seems more than coincidental you would stumble across a set of fringe. Now, I'm reading what Legend's posting. I'm thinking, wait till you hear about what, how we were there, too.
Oh, my God.
So I think that's an incredible story. I'm with JW in the malt shop. He splits off into another person who turns into Peter, and he has the same coat as JW, and then Chad comes in, and then Chad's wearing Peter's jacket and replaces the Peter. And that's with the same experience that Chad had.
Oh, my God.
In terms of the jacket being the same. Is there anything you want to add to that, Ion?
Oh, just that Bob didn't know what kind of ice cream he ordered, and he doesn't know what kind of ice cream he ate, and he still doesn't. And when he sees the episode, it won't ring true then either. But the only contrast that Bob experienced through this whole process is that ice cream was consumed. That's all.